Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Leo Haviland, a veteran member of a number of Wall Street assignments that he's had over the years. He's the author of a new book called Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. He's helping us, folks, and since he's joined our Brain Trust, he's been helping us understand how to read and how to understand not only the actions of what's going on up there on Wall Street and in the Fed and in the government, but also the words that they use. And we've been a beneficiary of his explanations. Leo, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, you talked to us about what you outlined some dangerous thinking, if not behavior, of the Fed in terms of them wanting to gain more control over our financial industry. A lot of people in government, Leo, want to abolish the Fed. What say you about that?
I don't think the Fed or equivalent institutions should be abolished because someone needs to have a broad oversight of the banking system and should be prepared to make credit available in the event of crises.
Without politics, outside of politics.
Yeah. Right.
But is it unreasonable? Is it reasonable to even, in today's world with everything being politicized, is that even possible anymore?
With everything politicized, what has happened is the Fed has taken their legislative mandate of stable prices and maximum employment and so forth, and run with it so that there's little oversight for how they interpret that mandate. And most recently, they've quietly, along with their friends at the European Central Bank, and probably the Bank of England and Bank of Japan, in efforts to maintain establishment policies of free market capitalism and globalization and so forth, they've kept their yield repression and money printing going because they're deathly afraid of the rise of populist leaders, whether left-wing or right-wing, of which, of course, Donald Trump is an incarnation.
Right.
And so they're interfering right now.
Right. When you say they're interfering, you think they're interfering for political reasons?
Yes.
Explain that again. Go over that one more time.
Yes, their interference is not necessarily overtly on behalf of a particular candidate, but they're interfering on behalf of a doctrine, a way of thinking, which has been prevalent in the post-war period in most of the advanced nations, which is free trade, globalization, which has helped, of course, benefit.
Are they taking a political side, or are they just trying to influence politics?
I don't know that there's a difference there.
Okay, but if you had to say they were taking a side, would you say they were taking a left side or a right side?
Well, I would say they're taking to move some terms around. They're taking a conservative side.
All right.
But it's not a conservative which is a populist side.
Right.
It's
right.
Conservative of keeping their friends and the establishment, who include both Democrats and Republicans.
Right. Which is what I call oligarchy.
Yes.
Is what you just said not a definition? Not the nomenclature. If we were writing a nomenclature for oligarchy, wouldn't that be it?
You're very persuasive, Jim. They're raising issues by their behavior, which they're trying to sell to customers. And you've written that great book on the age of the customer. They're selling to people.
Mm-hmm.
And their ideology includes not only the free market and the free trade capitalism, but they also have an ideology of science, in which they pretend to be very much, or actually to be, scientists. So have faith in them.
And so, see, and folks, we're talking about the Fed here, the Fed governors, the Fed chairman, the Fed got a dozen bank presidents, five vice chairmen, and a vice chairman. So here's the thing: the 19 total. When you talk about an ideology, that just scares me even more. If the Fed isn't supposed to have an ideology, it's just supposed to have a mandate.
One can let them have a bit of an ideology, but they have a pretty broad-reaching one.
But isn't that what we should be worried about? What is if the Fed assumes an ideology with the power that they have, that does become they do become then. I mean, could this become? I can't even think of what a metaphor would be. What would be an example of this? The tail wagging the dog. Another one of those.
Well, they have become in part an independent legislature.
Yeah.
And it's time, arguably, if you have tradition of the branch of the government, to ask the legislator, the House of Congress, the Senate, the House mm-hmm. Representative, as well as the administration, to start fulfilling more of their responsibilities about trying to move the country forward.
But if we've got people in Congress who are part of that oligarchy, the Fed is one of their tools.
Correct.
So now we come to folks, you and me out here on Main Street. And when we come back, I'm going to get Leo to talk to us about, Leo Haviland to talk to us about what you and I can do with it about this. Because I will tell you something, folks. We just gave you the definition of oligarchy. Notice that there wasn't anything in there about small business. By definition, we can't be oligarchs. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.